Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov meeting in Lausanne, Switzerland today. First time since breaking off talks over how to resolve the crisis in Syria. Meeting comes in the wake of warplanes belonging to Russian and Syrian government conducting a massive air raid on targets in rebel-held areas of Aleppo. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports dozens of airstrikes hit eastern Aleppo. German intelligence says a Syrian refugee arrested in Germany this week was plotting to bomb a Berlin airport in the name of the Islamic State. Jaber al-Bakr, a 22-year-old who had been granted asylum, was detained with the help of Syrian migrants. In an RTL interview, one of the three Syrian men who stopped the suspect said he and his friends felt duty-bound to detain al-Bakr and called the police. The man, with his voice disguised and given the assumed name of Mohammed A. to protect his identity, said he was angry to find out someone would plan such an act, given that Germany had opened doors for Syrian refugees. A spokesman for the U.S.-led foreign military coalition in Afghanistan says it's worried about the number of casualties Afghan security forces have suffered in recent battles with the Taliban. More than 100 personnel of the Afghan National Defense Security Force have died within the last 2 weeks. And three people have been arrested in the U.S. state of Kansas for allegedly planning an attack on a mosque and a housing complex. The attack is believed to have been targeted at a Somali immigrant community. This is VOA News. The British pound has fallen sharply over the past 2 weeks and is now at record lows against the U.S. dollar, losing around 20% of its value since the U.K. vote to leave the European Union. Henry Ridgewell reporting from London.
For a short time this week, a thick black spread called Marmite, a British breakfast time favourite, became the unlikely first victim of the plunging pound. Its maker, the giant multinational Unilever, says the drop has forced up import costs, which it wants to pass on to retailers. Tesco, Britain's biggest supermarket, refused, so Marmite and several other Unilever products began disappearing from its shelves. The dispute was resolved, but currency analyst Kathleen Brooks of Gain Capital in London says it shows that Brexit is starting to bite.
Yes, Marmite might be packaged in the UK or put together in the UK, but all of the individual ingredients, even things like the glass, where the label comes from, that's all from abroad.
Ultimately, Brooks says it's consumers who will likely pay for a plunging currency. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Nearly 200 of the world's nations have reached a historic agreement today to reduce greenhouse gases used in refrigerators and air conditioners, a major step in the fight against climate change. That was announced at a climate meeting in Kigali, Rwanda. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was there before heading to Syria for talks, in Switzerland.
It's a monumental step forward that addresses the needs of individual nations. But it will give us the opportunity to reduce the warming of the planet by an entire half a degree centigrade. It represents multilateral patience and diplomacy and efforts over a long period of time.
Greenhouse gas reduction accord divides the countries into three groups with different time frames for starting their reduction. In U.S. politics, two more women have alleged that Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump made unwanted sexual advances toward them. Trump denied all of the allegations at a campaign rally in Greensboro, North Carolina. And President Obama campaigned on behalf of Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton at a rally in Cleveland, Ohio, where he said she is prepared to be president while Trump is not. One aggregate vote poll indicates Clinton leads Trump by 6% nationally. The Obama administration has announced the easing of restrictions on Cuba in an attempt to create more economic opportunities between the two countries. The changes, which will take effect on October 17th, are another step in President Obama's plan to normalize relations with Cuba. Get more news at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.